mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Another live edition, and I'm that out-of-control, loudmouth who loves freedom. Alex Jones, your host, will have wide-open phones yet again today. So many things are changing. The world is moving faster than ever. And our lives will be over in the twinkling of an eye. It's so fleeting. So why not stand up for what is good and decent? Why not stand up against the New World Order? And stand up for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren's future. Hey, a new twist. They want Arnold Schwarzenegger for president, but he's from Austria, so it can't happen unless they change Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution. But now Mel Gibson pushed for president. And contrary to popular belief, Mel Gibson was born in New York, upstate New York, and didn't move to Australia till he was a teenager. And yeah, I think Mel Gibson would make a great president. He could probably win, too. He's one of the most popular actors in Hollywood. I don't think he's ever had a failed movie for a Schwarzenegger. I think quite a few of his last movies have failed, but that isn't why I like Mel Gibson. I like Mel Gibson because, he knows about the New World Order. He speaks up for right to life, not just with abortion, but in the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. And he is fully aware of the globalist crime cartels and has talked about it many, many times. Mel Gibson, push for president, activist inspired by actor's stand on Schiavo, says his charisma needed. Of course, don't hold your breath. I've never heard that Mel Gibson would want to be president. Arnold constantly runs around talking about how he wants to be president. But Mel Gibson's a pretty meek, humble person. Mel Gibson is perhaps one of the few men in America who has shown exceptional courage in facing up to the left and the culture of death, James Welsh told WorldNet Daily. And we'll tell you about this article a little bit later in the show. Yeah, and I also heard Gibson once on Sean Hannity's show, with Sean Hannity groveling at his feet. And Mel just came right out and said, yeah, and you know, this war is a complete fraud. And it was like on that Dateline NBC when he said, you know, I know where to hide when this film comes out, where nobody will find me. I'm going to hide where the weapons of mass destruction are at. And that, if you remember, was when they were still looking for them and were saying they were going to find them. He kind of went out on a limb, but he wasn't going out on a limb and said that they wouldn't find him, that he was going to hide out when the Passion came out because of all the threats where the weapons of mass destruction were, so he wouldn't get found. It's pretty funny. Minutemen catch 141 illegals so far. And we had one of their spokesmen on, well, their head coordinator on yesterday to give us an update. The Mexican troops are right across the border in Arizona, where thousands of illegals are stacking up a day. The Mexican troops are giving them food and water and trying to move them by truck to other staging areas to outflank the 1,000-plus Minutemen. Now New Mexico official hopes to expand citizen volunteer project to second state. That's exactly what I was talking about yesterday. Great news. Bad news for Lord Bush. Gallup poll, Bush approval rating lowest ever for second-term president at this point. Be afraid, be very afraid. There might have to be an event so Bush can be our savior. Something bad might happen so he can save us and we can learn to love him properly. There is so much news coming up. I haven't even scratched the surface. 1-800-259-9231. The toll-free number to join us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and for those that just are joining us for the first time out there driving along in your car in Kansas City or Austin, Texas, or Pensacola, Florida, or out in Los Angeles, California, you're listening for the first time. Well, this guy isn't saying he's liberal. He's not saying he's conservative. What is he? Well, labels have been so raped and so twisted in past years that I don't even like using them. Sometimes I have to use them with new audiences just so I can even communicate with them. But the language has been so mongrelized that it means nothing. A conservative of today is a cross between a communist and a fascist. And a liberal of today is some type of bleeding heart space cadet who doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground. And quite frankly, it's hard to get people past what I call the fake left-right paradigm. It's hard to explain to people that the phony left and right have these debates, have these arguments, but that's only on the surface. Beneath the surface, they're bought and paid for by the same people. There is a world government. It is coming down on us. freedoms are disappearing all around us. The public schools are being turned into prisons. The whole society is being turned into a prison. I mean, I've got an article here today where a stupid youth at a high school, a 16-year-old, set off a smoke bomb. You know, the little cheap smoke bombs that you buy for $5, a whole package of like 20 on the side of the road. He's been charged as a terrorist under the USA Patriot Act. Now, I never set off smoke bombs at school. I never set off cherry bombs in the toilets. But I know people who did. And I did a few things, I don't want to say similar, but close enough. Not at school, but practical jokes, other things. That, I guess, today could be considered terrorism. Let's just put it to you this way. I've been riding around with friends in a pickup truck when I was about 14 when they tied a chain to a stop sign and jerked it out of the ground. You know, stuff like that. And I think most of you listening once or twice at least got in one of those positions. Now, there were youth out there that did that type of stuff continually, and it is a problem, and they should get in trouble for it. But most of you out there once or twice got caught up with people, and you know you did when they were doing stuff like that. And the question is, do you need to be charged as a terrorist? I remember in high school once somebody in the lab, because this experiment was in the book, put some kind of chemical in with another chemical that caused a bunch of foam to start shooting out all over the place. And, you know, nobody got in trouble. I mean, this is what young people do. If it's not intentionally violent or done with, you know, criminal intent, you just get suspended for a few days. Or, well, back in my day, which wasn't that long ago, you got paddled by the principal. And believe me, you didn't want to get in trouble anymore for a few months until the memory of that paddling wore off. But the point I'm trying to make is the government is engaging in maximum throw-the-book-at-you enforcement of the most petty of pranks, in many cases even free speech. A young man writing an article about zombies attacking a fictitious high school gets charged as a terrorist. A woman selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes as Homeland Security visitor. You know the drill. Many of you are aware of this. Meanwhile, 1,000 men and women show up on the southern border in Arizona to simply sit there with walkie-talkies and cell phones and call the police when Mexican troops come across the border or when Mexicans by the thousands every day pour across. And George Bush calls them vigilantes. Meanwhile, Bush is out telling us to tattle on our neighbors to, quote, fight terrorism. And then the terrorist manuals that they hand out to truck drivers and citizens and many others as part of the TIPS program that got exposed, so they renamed it, but it's being expanded, like programs like Eagle Eyes and others. In the handbook, it says, are a man and woman arguing on the street corner? Call the police. Oh, yeah, that's terrorism. No, that's to boost the city's numbers. They have to arrest a certain amount of men and women for domestic violence, even if there's no physicality or physical activity involved. Because the federal government says arrest X number if you want these bonus federal funds. But again, I digress. The point is, there's stuff like, is someone walking down the side of the road with a backpack? Call the police on them. Did you see someone smoking a cigarette that didn't look like tobacco? Call the police on them. This is in the anti-terror manuals. Men and women arguing, people with backpacks, marijuana. Tattle on your neighbors. Be a spy. Unless it's on the borders where we have a real threat. Then how dare you? You report things. You're bad. The toll-free number to join us on air today and talk about any issue you want to discuss is 1-800-259-9231. Some good news. They've tried to pass national ID cards, what, four separate times in the last 4 years in England. And it has failed again. The problem with the British government is they were honest. They said, we're going to have federally standardized ID cards that you're going to have when you leave your house. Over here in America, they just go, oh, we're going to have federally standardized driver's license. By the way, you got to have them to have a job. And by the way, they're part of a Pan-American Union. And by the way, you got to produce these when you're walking down the street or you'll be arrested. But since they don't call it an ID card, a national ID card, we go, oh, yes, give it to us. And then it actually gave amnesty to the illegal aliens in the bill. But Rush Limbaugh told you it fought illegal aliens, so you believed it, even though the actual bill says the opposite. We've had Ron Paul and others on exposing it as a fraud. But the good news is, in England at least, where the government, I guess, wasn't sophisticated enough to lie about it, they've failed again. Interesting article talking about the Second Amendment. They did a big Zogby poll. The Second Amendment Foundation paid to have a big Zogby poll done of 1,009 likely voters chosen at random nationwide with a margin of error plus or minus 3.2%. And this poll was just done March 30th to April 1st. And out of 1,009 people they questioned, only 5 respondents supported the notion of gun control associated with the fight against terrorism. 5 people out of 1,009. And for those that don't know about this, about a month ago, Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI, got up in front of Congress and said, we need to create huge gun databases of people that even have misdemeanors, anybody who's on a criminal or terror watch list, anybody who's ever, quote, had a mental problem, they can't own a gun. We need to register all gun owners basically through the NICS program. And the Democrats started hopping around going, yes, yes, yes. Alberto Gonzalez, the new attorney general, who says he's for gun control, he believes in it in his heart. He wants to reauthorize the assault weapons ban and do a bunch of other really bad things. They're out there pushing this legislation. They're pushing this legislation right now. And you will not hear the mainstream neocons talk about it. You will not hear the phony conservatives talk about it. They are there to keep you in the dark. They are there to lie to you. They are there to manipulate you to make sure the New World Order succeeds. But look at Bush's appointees. Look at all of them. I mean, it is just bedlam, a wild orgy of gun control. Pataki opens the door in New York to sue gun manufacturers. If they start winning those suits now in New York, we'll lose most of our manufacturers. Bush has got his zero tolerance federal prosecution where you've got a gun stored wrong or just a state law that you weren't supposed to have a clip that could hold over 10 rounds. They will come in and federally prosecute you. And you tell this to the average gun owner, they don't even know what's happening because the NRA will not tell them because they're a loyal opposition group. Totally controlled. For those who don't believe me, I mean, last year they went into federal court and argued that all guns should be registered. I read their actual filing on air. I mean, if you want to keep the Second Amendment, we got the power to do it, but you got to stop being manipulated by these Trojan horses, by these Judas Iscariots, by these manipulators. But anyways, there's the poll. Out of over 1,000 people randomly polled by Zogby, the most respected polling agency in the country, only 5 people were for these different types of gun bans that are being pushed under the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. Amazing. All right, we'll come back and talk to Alan and Gary and Tim and Gil and others that are patiently holding. Then I'm going to get to another poll. Gallup poll, Bush approval rating lowest ever for second-term president. I'll get into more details of school prankster arrested under Patriot Act. Ridiculous. Experts offer yet another contradictory conclusion for why the World Trade Center's collapse, contradicting their last two phony headlines. The Des Moines Register headline, Gannon, is he Johnny Gosch? And Mel Gibson pushed for president. That's only some of what's coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
On February 29th, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is the natural thing. Like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, and then I'll get into all this other news. Minutemen catch 141 illegals so far. New Mexico official hopes to expand citizen volunteer project to the second state. People are tired of the feds doing nothing. They're taking action, and I salute them. Alan in Connecticut. Alan, welcome.
Real honor to talk to you, sir.
Honor to talk to you, Alan. Welcome.
I was first introduced to you through the George Norrie program.
Yes.
And I just got your new movie yesterday in the mail. I've already watched it three times.
Well, then that means you spent 9 hours.
That's right. I mean, I'm still, it's just, I have a couple questions for you I'd like to ask you. First of all, because of the George Norrie program, I was wondering if you, A, believe them, and B, I'd like to know how the story of UFOs kind of fit into this government conspiracy cover-up. And two, all empires in the past have studied history have eventually collapsed, and they failed. And you see that if, let's say, suppose the globalists are able to become successful in the future, don't you think there would be a huge power struggle that would just end up collapsing?
Really good points, Alan. Thanks for the call. Let me try to answer both those questions. There are 200 billion galaxies that the Hubble Space Telescope has taken photographs of. There are as many galaxies as, you know, when you go to the beach and the sand, as far as the eye can see. I mean, each grain of sand being a galaxy. A galaxy has hundreds of billions, in some cases, and smaller galaxies, hundreds of millions of stars. Each star is a solar system with planets orbiting it. I kind of went from the top down. Let's go from the bottom up. You got planets, planetoids. They're orbited by their satellites, their moons, or other space junk, and asteroid fields that orbit stars. And then stars are in their own super orbits along denser masses of stars towards the galaxy centers. And then you have whole clusters of galaxies, like stars, orbiting around each other into superclusters of galaxies. So, I mean, is there other life in the universe? It'd be pretty stupid to say there isn't. There's also, though, incredible distances we're talking about. Even at light speed, hundreds of years, I don't know, 50 years to get to the nearest star. That's not right. Let's be technical. 25 years to the nearest star, or 24 years. The thousands of years to many of the closer stars. We're two-thirds of the way out of the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. And quite frankly, you know, I just don't cover UFOs and aliens and men from Mars. And it's very interesting. It's intriguing. It's entertaining. There's a lot of weird stuff under the sun. And George Norrie probably spends about a third of his time now on UFOs. I like the new direction he's taken his broadcast. Whereas Art Bell, a great broadcaster, spends about 80% of his time on UFOs, George Norrie spends about a third of his time on it. Then he spends about 20-30% on, you know, weird paranormal stuff, because that's very interesting. And then he spends a lot of his time on the New World Order. And he's not censored me. He's had me on. Let me talk about whatever I want. And I can only commend George Norrie and the direction he's taken the broadcast. I've met George Norrie in person. I've been in studio with him, in studio for 3 hours here in Austin. A real gentleman, very nice, very humble. And look, I mean, they've got tens of millions of listeners an hour. And I'm just glad to be able to go on. He's got a lot of courage, and I know he's taking heat for it. But that's also where the ratings are. Look, they know that, I've always been blessed because I just tell the truth, and people want the truth, and that gets ratings. The truth sells. The globalists know that. And they're panicking because they're losing control. People are demanding the truth. And the people want it, the people are going to get it. I mean, look at these blogs and alternative websites. They're taking over to the point of where now, well, in San Francisco, they're trying to pass a law to regulate political or even political commentary or news websites. Oh, you can't have those. We're going to audit you. We're going to check what you're doing. I mean, that's because they're losing control. It's a new renaissance. All right, I just spent 5 minutes on that one call, but it was both questions were important. But no, I don't get into UFOs because I can't prove it one way or the other. I talk about the stuff I can totally document. More of your calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
All right, Gary, Tim, Gil, Robert, others, your calls are coming up. We have that military affairs writer and military lawyer coming on in the next hour. He's one of the experts who was telling the Arizona Republic on Monday's edition that a draft is going to be needed in the next year. So we'll be talking about the national draft coming up a little bit in the next hour. I'm going to go right back to your calls right now. And then I want to get into this stack of new news articles that came out today. And, you know, that's the great part about this brain trust. We can outperform the intelligence agencies. We can outperform the think tanks. We can outperform the New World Order with the Internet, which is really like a big brain in and of itself, and all of us are little nodes within it, electrochemical receptors within it. That's the analogy, because there's millions of you out there. And so I post an article about a bill in Texas to put transponders in all cars when you get your tags to tax and trace you with the toll roads. And I pointed out that I knew this was going on in other states. Well, opened up the email this morning, and there were probably about 30 news articles that you had sent, that you'd read in your local newspaper from Louisiana, New York, Florida, Oklahoma. I mean, folks, the stack is gigantic. I think we posted like 10 of these today. or at least I instructed my webmasters to, so they should be up there on Infowars.com. And so you're like intelligence analyst out there feeding me all of this info. I mean, there's no way I could read, you know, the thousands of newspapers that are out there. I do scan over hundreds every day. But all of us together, the brain trust is enormous. So that's coming up. And I told you it's happening nationwide, and it is, boys and girls. Gary in Tennessee. Welcome, Gary.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
All right, I got a question. I talked to you the other day. The schools you were talking about a while ago, what they're making prisons out of and everything.
They are turning the schools into prisons, yes.
Right. What are some of the signs to look for when that starts to happen? Because, like I say, right now we're dealing with that federal prison here in this county, and I don't know if that's going to be far behind or not.
Well, I mean, here's an example. A lot of elementary schools have fences around them. The children have to wear RFID necklaces or ID badges with barcodes. They have to walk to the lunchroom with their hands behind their back, which sounds like discipline, but it's not. No. It's they have school guards and police even in the elementary with guns. If a six-year-old slaps another six-year-old, they charge him as a criminal, then get him into the criminal justice system. No longer do they just discipline them. They just throw them into the system. They, in the elementary schools, then into the middle schools, have the children write what they call, this is federally funded, a journal about family life, and then those are scrutinized and given to CPS and given to the police. You know, what do mommy and daddy have in their medicine cabinet? But again, don't have people on the border reporting illegal aliens. They're evil terrorists, evil vigilantes, Bush says. I mean, this just shows how insane it is. Those are some of the telltale signs. Drug testing, it started out, well, if you want to play football, you got a drug test. Okay. Well, now if you want to be in PE, you got a drug test. Or now if you want to be on the drill team, you got a drug test. Now if you want to park your car as a senior at the school, you got a drug test. No, now they say everybody's got a drug test in some schools. So those are examples of how they're turning the schools into prisons.
All right. I know they sent not here long ago, they sent a packet in with the kids, and it has to do with the ID. They want to give the kids ID cards.
Yeah, and for them out of prisoners.
Right. I refuse to do that right now, but I don't know if it's going to be enforced or not, but I've still got the packet and everything. It's a lot of interesting reading, But yeah, I just wanted to check on that and see. I'm getting ready to fax you over or something, so maybe you'll get a chance to look at that and everything. But anyway, I just want to check on that and see. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary. And Gary, look at what happened 2 weeks ago. Look at what happened in upstate Minnesota. The young man, the 16-year-old, told students, "I'm going to kill a bunch of people." They told the police, but because his grandfather was a senior police officer, nothing was done. He'd been in a mental institution for depression. They put him on Prozac. He had a psychotic break. He walked in. They had an armed guard. Armed guard did not stop him. He blew the armed guard away. Now, frankly, an armed guard would actually do a little something. It was another one of the security guards that finally took him out. But the answer is having the principal, assistant principal, and you shouldn't make the teachers have guns, but I think if teachers nowadays want to have guns, I think they should have an instant access pistol safe under their desk, and that would end school shootings immediately. You said, if somebody started coming down the hall school shooting and I was a teacher, I'd just reach in the drawer and the instant access pistol safe, that way the students couldn't get it, I'd draw a bead on them calmly and blow them away. They had a case in Louisiana a couple years ago where the school shooter was running around shooting people and the assistant principal got the gun out of their car, dealt with the problem, and only one or two people got injured because of it. Whereas at Columbine, for 4 hours and 15 minutes, that's the official number by the Rocky Mountain News. I had the editor on a few years ago talking about the case, about how the SWAT teams were actually shooting the students. Well, yeah, that was in the Colorado papers, but the average American doesn't know about it because it was a regionalized, compartmentalized news. And the SWAT team sat outside, for 3 hours. He goes, "No, Mr. Jones, 4 hours, 15 minutes. From the time they got there to the time they went in." And we now know why they stayed back, because they started freaking out. The SWAT team panicked and blew away at least two of the students. Our numbers are 6 of the 14. By the way, that's Denver Post, Rocky Mountain News. I know you didn't hear about it, so you don't believe it. It's in Road to Tyranny, by the way, the actual news articles. And some of the SWAT team members were crying, saying, "I'm sorry, I blew the kid away." And that got swept under the rug real fast, though there have been settlements. I mean, what good is a SWAT team if they sit there for 4 hours? 4 hours, 15 minutes. Hope that answers your question, Gary. Very good question. But ID badges aren't going to protect you from a mad killer hopped up on Prozac or hopped up on PCP or LSD. I mean, it's stupid. An ID card is going to do absolutely nothing. It's a joke. It trains you how to be a prisoner. Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I just want to say one thing. You talked yesterday about the WWE dumbing down the people. You talked about wrestling dumbing down the people.
Yes.
I absolutely agree with that. By the way, I don't know if you watch it. I quit watching it like about a year ago. But back in 2002, did you know that they actually had a tag named NWO, New World Order? Do you know that, Alex?
Tim, I did know that, yes.
They did actually, since McMahon's WWE, you know, back in 2002, they actually had a tag team called NWO.
No, I know. And they were supreme rulers. Thanks for the call. The reason I brought up professional wrestling was an example of staged events. They say 40, 50 million Americans watch and go to wrestling matches. And I don't mean Greco-Roman real wrestling. I find that interesting. I like to watch that on the Olympics. One of the few things I still watch on TV every 4 years. I watch a little bit of it. I mainly like track and field, but the wrestling's interesting. I'm talking about WWF, WW, whatever, wrestling. Millions of Americans, full-grown adults, believe it is real. I guess because they've never been in a real fight. You don't beat people over the head for an hour and they, you know, people don't live. It just doesn't work that way. You punch somebody once or twice full speed, I mean, they're going to be a bloody pulp, much less 150 times. But it's an example of how people believe politics is real. They believe presidential politics is real. It is as real as WWF wrestling. It is totally staged. Totally staged, I would say, from the evidence, clearly, since the 1992 elections. Totally staged. 100%. Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. met 11 times before that. They went to Bilderberg Group meetings. They dealt cocaine together. That's admitted. Mena, Arkansas. It was totally staged. It was not a real election. And now you see all the evidence of that. You know, Bill Clinton buddies with George Bush Sr. George Jr. protects Bill Clinton, blocks all the documents, tells Congress not to investigate him. And how much more obvious does it have to get Bob Dole, you know, running against Clinton and not putting up a fight? Or Al Gore and George Bush. And then in 2004, two cousins running against each other, members of the same secret society. Gil in Texas. Gil, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, Alex, to fight the New World Order. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, it is.
I got two questions for you. In the current climate, what would be the one thing you would like to see happen?
The world is so complex, there's not one magic silver bullet here.
Okay, well, how about two or three things? And I have another question. I'll try to get to it real quick.
I'd have to think about that. That's very important, large-scope question, but let me try to just off the top of my head give you three important things. I would like to see all gun laws repealed, including laws that bar felons from owning guns, because felons don't follow the law anyway, and then it's selectively enforced. And back when we had no gun laws, we had lower crime rates. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see all gun laws repealed. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see abortion outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see the Federal Reserve abolished. I would like to see our borders secured and the 150,000 troops removed from Iraq and 100,000 put on the southern border, 50,000 put on the northern border, state guards on the borders mobilized, beefed up, pay increased, and to put a supplemental state guards on the border with orders to kill Mexican troops if they cross the border one inch like they kill our federal forces.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see the 17th Amendment repealed,
mm-hmm.
and the state senators, federal senators being removed back to the states under state legislative control. Mm-hmm. I would like to see the IRS abolished.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep going here for a couple hours.
Well, yeah, I better get to the next question. At the very beginning of your show, you mentioned how fleeting and you know, like a smoke in the air our lives are. What would you want to be said about you when you meet your Waterloo, when we go? What would you like to say? I don't know if you've ever given that any thought, and I think
I sure have.
What you want folks to say about you?
Make copies of my videos. I don't want to die for nothing here.
Sure.
And my videos are very effective, and just please keep my work alive, and don't be involved in infighting, and just keep moving forward, and just have hope and know that humanity, with God's help, will win over the New World Order and its master, and just love God and love your neighbor as yourself. I really would just say, be leaders. Don't be afraid. Take action.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Take care. Well, those were really good questions, Gil. Robert in Colorado. Robert, go ahead.
Still has Alexander Emmerich Jones. Please make copies of his videos. Wow, that was a great call. I don't know how to follow it up. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm pretty good. You know, I'm glad you occasionally give people my full name, Alexander Emmerich Jones, because the only reason I do that sometimes is I'm not Alex S. Jones of the New York Times. There's a whole bunch of Alex Joneses. And I'm tired of getting emails from people going, you're a liberal or you're a whatever, because there's so many Alex Joneses.
Well, while that may be true, Alexander, you've got to be the loudest one.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, man, you didn't get a chance, or did you get a chance to listen to any of Derry Brownfield this morning, the guy that preceded you on GCN Live?
I did listen to some of Derry.
Did you catch that guy who was talking his book, The Former Football Player?
No.
He's written a book about, I forget his name, I should have wrote it down. He's written a book about the New World Order and globalism and so forth. One of the things that struck me is he was drawing a parallel between the death of the Pope recently and it being somewhat scriptural.
Well, see, I didn't hear, then I did hear the guy. I only heard about 10 minutes when I was driving to the office. He was talking about the Lusitania and government-sponsored terrorism.
Yes.
Who is that guy?
Something Klein. He used to play in the NFL. I never heard of him, but he's written some books and did a DVD video.
I heard him saying he's got a video. Well, I hope somebody sends me his info. Maybe I'll have him on.
Yeah. Speaking of videos,
Do you think he was good? I didn't hear much of it, and I was receiving cell phone calls while listening, so I missed most of it.
He was interesting. He seemed to think that Muslims were at the root of terrorism, which I don't agree with. But other than that, he had some interesting thoughts, though. Yeah, maybe he would.
Oh, it's kind of the anti-New World Order neocon spin?
That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Speaking of videos, I finally got to see your newest one, Rise of the Police State. Great job, man. Speaking of which, did you happen to notice that when George Bush took the oath of office, he left out against enemies foreign and domestic?
Yeah, I've never seen a president give that oath, and Cheney gave a totally different oath.
Yeah, interesting.
Cheney's oath was twice as long, and no, I did notice that, a very cryptic oath.
Exactly. I guess that means he doesn't have to protect us.
Well, let me get a 60-second review from you. I really haven't been hyping this enough. It's my best video, but I want to get your opinion of the new film.
Great stuff. It's incredible. It's incredible. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting how when you were streets in New York City, you got a real across-the-board mosaic of opinion. Some people were calling you names, and some people were calling you jerks. Some people like what you had to say. Some disagree. Some agree. You got a little bit of everything, which is cool because not everyone believes the same thing. Some, for some it's black, it's white, some it's gray. But
I had the communists say that they wanted me dead.
Yes, that's an opinion. It's ridiculous, obviously, but still, that's something to feel like. So that's what I got of it. It was really across the board, but it was very hard-hitting, very factual. It was a great video, man. I think I'm going to buy that DVD.
By the way, we didn't go out there to try to get the communists to be... I mean, they were mean to us.
I saw that.
And, I mean, I'm like, hi, how are you doing? And you know, well, too bad Stalin didn't kill you. And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, and when you try to talk to the kids, they couldn't get away from you fast enough. They were like cockroaches running away from the light.
Yeah, it was sad.
Great job. As you know, 5 or 6 days before the Pope passed away, Johnny Cochran also passed away of a brain tumor. Any thoughts about his life or what he did while he was alive as a lawyer or anything?
You know, I did hear that, and now Peter Jennings has got lung cancer.
Yes.
Let me try to briefly. Well, life is fleeting. It's like smoke in the wind, folks. It's like mist in the early morning, burned away by the sun. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Lawyer, military veteran, a writer for on military activities and issues, who's been saying we need a new national draft. We just have to have it. He's been writing for some major publications saying this. He's amongst other experts that were in a big article carried by the Arizona Republic and Cox News Service over the weekend. He'll be joining us coming up for about 30 minutes into the next hour, but we'll also take your calls, Robert and Brooke and Roman and Patrick and many others that are patiently holding. You heard the caller, the last caller, mention martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. Why such a long headline? Well, I was arguing with the folks I made the video with about the name, so we just made it longer and had both names in there. The name of the film, my name for the film is, but I think martial law is a good opening name, but 9/11, rise of the police state is really the name of the film. But I didn't want it to get confused with 9/11, road to tyranny, the road to tyranny, so we, martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. It's really three films in one, and the DVD is a little over 3 hours long. The VHS is 2.5 hours plus long. And some will say it's not as effective because it's so long, and in some cases that's true. But it doesn't matter. You can show somebody one of the three acts. You know, it's done like a play, but it's the real world. It's the police state, 9/11, and the occult rulers that run and control it all. And really, there's a final little 10-minute act where we show Bush giving his swearing in and then how he's totally violated his oath of office. You need this video. It's my best work. We have it in VHS and DVD. Just got the DVDs in, and you can order it right now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. We've got specials when you order more than one of the new film. A bunch of other specials on the other videos as well. So go to Infowars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or order the new film by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up there, get a monthly or yearly subscription, 15 cents a day, and watch that film and all my other films and my weekly TV reports, all of it, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So take action today. Robert in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. I just talked to Robert. I'm out of control today. Okay, Brooke, or Brock, what's wrong with me? In British Columbia, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, hi. Brock.
I wanted you to encapsulate, if you will, the role of the high-level Masons in the New World Order, and I had something to ask you after that, if you don't mind.
Well, they infiltrate the Protestant Church, the Christian Church, the Jewish organizations, all the big corporations. And again, most Masons don't even know what they're part of because they're compartmentalized. It's set up like an intelligence agency. But every time I investigate the New World Order, I run into these high-level Masons.
What exactly are they? I mean, what do they...
They're Luciferian devil worshippers.
And their goal is just to pervert anything and everything they get their hands on?
Yeah, Skull and Bones is one of their better-known lodges, and that's just one of their elite lodges where they bring in young people.
Oh, boy.
It's a death cult. I mean, that's what martial law covers. An hour of the film is about that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you watch the film, you will know who they are.
And I also wanted to ask you about the white slavery rings that are in the UN and government-sponsored.
Yeah, we got a call about that yesterday right up against a break. I never answered it. What I'll do is, after this guest is gone, I will write a note here and try to talk about this and answer that question.